Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh yeah,
let's do it.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to you. We made it. Oh. We made it through the long nightmare of the slowest sports week on the calendar. But I feel like we've had a pretty good week of shows this week. It's been a fun week, man.
This is where the internet has really paid off. It's just so many people kind of, they have good interviews that they wait to release during the slowest time of the year on podcasts and YouTube channels and whatnot. So we had some good and entertaining content from across the sports world. You have the ESPYs. The ESPYs takes advantage of the slowest week in the sports year by doing the ESPYs. So we get a little bit of that. So everything is pretty much perfect in the world as far as I see it. As I understand it, by my consumption of what I choose to read and see, there are no problems in the world.
Puppy dogs, ice cream, rainbows. It's all good, man. It's just everything is swell. Unless you go to Coldplay concerts with your side piece and then...
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, because you sent it to me. For those of you who don't know, the CEO of a company was caught canoodling with his HR person at a Coldplay concert on the fan cam.
Yes.
And they looked immediately. Now, I didn't read into it at all. Was it just inappropriate because of the workplace relationship, or were they cheating on their spouses?
They were cheating, dude. Okay. This is where I can tell that you were not on social media yesterday, because you...
That was everything,
It was unavoidable. It was unavoidable. No. Seth, he's put out statements already. He put out a statement. The guy's name is Andy Byron. He's the CEO of a company called Astronomer, and he was caught on the Kiss Cam at the Coldplay concert in Foxborough with his HR, her title
nearly
is
hired,
her
right?
title yeah, within the last year or so.
Yeah.
Her title is Chief People Officer, which made me like,
oh, so it's one of these companies.
Yeah,
we're redefining what the workplace culture is like, in a lot of ways.
Had a very ambassador of fun kind of feel to it, you know, like that sort of title.
Were they both married?
Yes. Well, I don't know if she is. She might be newly... He is definitely married, because his name is Andy Byron. Her name is Kristen Cabot. As Seth said, they were caught canoodling on the Kiss Cam at the Coldplay concert. Ben, we may as well jump into this right now. We've got the audio. This was Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay, as the Kiss Cam is cycling through people up there. And they, if you didn't see it, the two of them, like, he's doing that move where he's behind her, arms wrapped around waist, and they're just sort of swaying back and forth, right?
They could not have looked any happier. Like, at no point in their lives could they have been happier than they were in that moment.
Huge smiles. Kiss Cam hits them, and they scatter like somebody just dropped a grenade in the middle of the section. Like, it's distinctly scattering.
I'm so excited that you know all about this story,
and I pretty much only
know the video and the vague details, because this is my initial impression was this. I'm looking to see, does she have any avenue where she can say, well, I really wasn't into it? I would say no.
No.
There's no chance in hell. They were both happy as hell.
Yeah.
And immediately, they didn't look like kind of embarrassed that they were on the Kiss Cam.
No.
They showed the immediate deep shame of getting caught doing what they were doing. Well, meanwhile, being... A CEO and an HR, the head of HR, in a very public place.
Yes.
And I'm guessing probably in a suite or something, maybe with other coworkers around.
No, it wasn't in a suite. They were out in the crowd. They were up in a section in the crowd, and the Kiss Cam hits them, and this is what it sounded like. You're going to hear Chris Martin. The audio is not great, but you're going to hear him basically say, observing the two of them scattering and saying, well, that's either an affair or they're very shy. Take a listen.
Yeah.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
He sounds so much better when it comes from an Englishman.
I know. He's like, oh, what? What bloody hell?
Well, there's always a little bit of a, oh, they're just being mischievous, aren't they? Old chap, I know how it is.
Okay.
You'll notice Gwyneth ain't around no more. Okay, go ahead.
So real quick.
I'm fascinated by this.
Andy Byron, CEO of a privately held company, astronomer, because one of the first things I did was once the identities were revealed, I went to the financial page to see if this affected the stock price at all on the company. They're privately held. They're a growing.
I called Trajan Wealth, told him the same thing. Listen, this thing's going to drop 10 points. I want you to buy. Yeah. Buy when it gets to 9.
I told him as soon as the video came out. Arbitrage.
To be clear, Trajan Wealth probably would have tried to talk me out of that, but go ahead.
Yes. Andy Byron, Kristen Cabot, this is his HR chief people officer, got hired like a year ago. And boy, I went back and read the press release of her hire and the quotes from her. Yeah. If you can construe them into things that, you know, if you take those quotes and apply them to a situation that's basically an affair up in the crowd at a Coldplay concert, it's hilarious. The big thing was yesterday that he put out a statement, which I will very easily go find on the internet in a second. B, his wife, Andy Byron's wife, her name is Kerrigan Byron. Mm-hmm. She is now on Facebook just Kerrigan.
Unloading?
One name.
She's changed it.
She didn't even change it back. She just deleted it. She's a one-name Facebook page right now.
Man.
It's heavy stuff.
What a mess. I'll tell you what. They must have been blitzed out of their mind on something. Because the kiss cam is going on.
Right.
And now maybe he's a CEO type. Maybe he's just playing the odds. And he's like, I don't want to disrupt this moment for a 1 in 100 chance.
I think that's what it is. It's less than a 1 in 100. I mean, it's Foxborough. There's 70,000 people there. They're going to show maybe 30 on the kiss cam, you know?
But of those people, how many people in Foxborough were canoodling at the time and looking like prime content for the kiss cam?
Probably several, but I would take the two of them and put them up against anybody in that building as to who looked the happiest in the moment.
But let's look at risk-reward, Sean. Sometimes people don't. It's not just the percentages. It's like, okay, what is the risk of something devastating happening?
Yeah.
Like, okay, even if it's a 1 in 1,000 chance, you take that. If I'm playing that old, that hypothetical Russian roulette game, I'm not playing with a 1 in 1,000 chance of there being a live round in the chamber.
No. Yeah. This is the statement that he put out. And I apologize to anybody who saw the tease tweet that I put out last night for the show. Because I said at 6 a.m. we'd be discussing, why is Hunter Brown not starting today or in this weekend at all for the Astros?
Well, he got caught at a Coldplay concert.
That's exactly
with an Astros employee.
And I have this slotted for later. We'll hit it again, I'm sure. This is literally the A topic. This is what I had everybody talk. They could not have picked a worse day to do this, at least in the sports world, where there's nothing else to talk about. Here is his statement. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's a little long. He acknowledges that he made a mistake. Supposed to be a night of music and joy, and it turned into you know, a personal mistake that he's deeply apologetic for. This is not how I want to represent the company I helped build. I'm taking time to reflect and take accountability. I asked for privacy, and I checked to make sure that this statement was authentic. Did news outlets pick this up? It's all we got to go on these days, because there was a fake statement that came out earlier in the day where he apologized. It sounded like the whole thing sounded like he was going to apologize for the affair. He was apologizing for going to a Coldplay concert. That was pretty funny. This is what he says at the end of what people are saying is his authentic statement. I also want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent.
Without my consent.
I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle. As a friend once sang, lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you. End quote.
Boy, playing the victim card.
And quoting Coldplay at the end. That's a Coldplay lyric.
You know, in a previous world, I know that part was good. Sorry, I assumed that's what it was. You know, in a previous time in America, I would have said it's a bad look for a person to play the victim card when you're a CEO or anybody else. I don't know. It's increasingly a pretty effective form of pulling people over to your side.
But he's
blaming
it on kiss cam.
I'm sure. Read the fine print on the back of your ticket. I'm not going to, but I always assume it is interesting. I don't want to turn this into a serious conversation or anything. At some point, I think they got to do something about basically, like, we've lost all right to privacy anytime we're in public. Which and I know people have arguments for why it shouldn't matter and everything, but you used to be able to walk around and with a reasonable expectation that as long as you were just living your life, or maybe you get in a minor disagreement with somebody, that it's not going to be blasted out to thousands of people.
Those days are over.
I know, but I just wish there's got to be. I don't want excess regulation in our lives. No. At the same time, I'd like to be able to. I'd like to be able to go to partake of things without necessarily being blasted out to the world.
I'm 100% with you. I'm with you.
I'm not even talking about like getting caught, because people will say, well, just don't do anything. Okay, I'm not. I'm not going to get caught having an affair. I'm not going to get caught doing something illegal. But I'm not. I don't want to be picking my nose and have that blasted
out
to the world.
I'm in the detergent aisle at Target, and I need to clean house a little bit in the right nostril.
Every single one of us is potential fodder for somebody's Instagram account.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, a lot of debate as to what these two should have done in that moment. I think if they just play it cool and act like a couple... first of all, it definitely doesn't go viral the way it has. I mean,
I would hope for his sake and his future ex-wife's sake that they were already separated or something. And this will be still very embarrassing for her, but it's still, at least it wasn't a complete and total betrayal.
He wasn't acting like he was separated in that moment yesterday.
I know.
I've been separated before. Like separated.
It was immediately the look up, and it wasn't that shy embarrassment. Oh boy, we screwed up.
Someone who's been separated is divorced without the paperwork.
He got caught with his hand on her cookie jars.
Yes.
And it was, that was it. That was it.
Scattered. I think if the two of them just play it cool, like they're a couple, none of this happens. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a coworker or two that's also at the concert that happens to be looking up there for the 4 seconds that they're up there and sees them.
Yeah.
But you can always deny. They're like, no, that wasn't me. What are they going to do? Go back and get kiss cam footage from the stadium?
To make this about sports,
the thing that I think
would be very unlikely to happen these days as much because everybody's under constant surveillance. I remember one of our athletic trainers, Tom Colt, with the Texans, he had worked in baseball for a little while, I believe. So I can't even remember which game it was. He knew one of the players from a visiting team. So we went, and we had really nice seats. And around about the third inning or so, I just kind of glanced back to see what the concession situation was. And there was a couple, a few rows behind us, standing up, like leaning against a pillar, and they had reached third base. And
wow.
I think it was a day game, man. I just wheeled around and I was like, Brandy, look back, but don't make it look conspicuous. and it was in the players' family section too.
Oh,
that's
dude.
Somebody was embarrassing somebody in a bad way there.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's amazing. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So that's the A topic. If you're going to a Coldplay concert or any concert with your side piece, be cognizant of the kiss cam. Really, any sporting event, be cognizant of the kiss cam.
I always feel bad for the people who get caught on the kiss cam where it looks like, oh, the woman totally doesn't want to kiss the guy.
Yeah.
And immediately everybody leaps to conclusions that, oh, she's not into him or whatever. But it could easily be that they're brother and sister, or they're as casual acquaintances or whatever. It's not a date whatsoever.
There was a video that popped up yesterday in light of all this. I'm sure it was an old video at a sporting event where there was a guy and a girl sitting next to each other. The kiss cam hit them. He immediately pulls up a sign that says, "She's my sister," with an arrow pointing to her.
I always feel like that's a plant. I always ruin your fun with that stuff.
Well, I they didn't look anything alike, but I just thought your point is accurate. It could be any number of things.
The biggest tell at NBA games, especially, there's always some, it's a Mavs fan.
Yeah.
It does something stupid or something. You're like, he's wearing a, a Mavs t-shirt over two other t-shirts. And it's and I've seen this guy before.
What are you talking about? And, and they always get hit with birthday cake. That's fake.
Right, right,
Oh, man. Thanks a lot, Seth. let's not talk about Christmas or anything like that. All right, and don't tell me wrestling's fake, okay? I don't want to hear that either.
I don't say it's fake. Yeah. I think I say it's scripted.
Yeah. There you go. All right, we will get back to the Astros. Biggest series of the year coming up this weekend with a huge question mark as to why a decision was made. And also, the market has been reset. Will Anderson's neighborhood a year from now potentially has been set. We will explain coming up next.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.